Hey, welcome to Florida Home Chat.
This is Paige Spiapichinen.
And I'm Miranda Oswald. Let's have some fun. Yeah. Let's talk about real estate.
Absolutely. Yeah. And why people love to live in Florida.
And they do.
Yes.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? It's Super Bowl Sunday.
It is Super Bowl Sunday. Who are you rooting for?
I don't know. The dogs and the cats.
Yeah.
And the puppy bowl.
Cat bowl.
Kitty bowl. Whatever it is. I honestly don't even watch that either.
So I was just looking around to see what was interesting about today in the world. And I found out today is a great day if your name is Peter and you're a musician to be born. So like Peter Tork from the Monkees. You remember the Monkees? Hey, hey, we're the Monkees.
I mean, I know of the Monkees.
You don't remember them, of course. And then Peter Gabriel, he wrote that Sledgehammer. Remember that one?
No.
Here. Here comes. Here comes. You don't remember it still?
I don't know that at all.
Well, the rest of the world remembers it if they're a...
Well, happy birthday, Peter.
Happy birthday. Peter Tork's dead.
Oh, well.
He died in 2019.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Oh, well. So let's talk about some real estate.
Sure. What do you want to discuss?
Today, our topic is photography.
Yes. And later, we'll have my husband, Phillips Fiapichinen, on to discuss the do's and don'ts of real estate photography.
He's also our photographer as well as her husband.
Yeah, we're a little biased.
No, he's awesome. All right. Every week we also talk about
home maintenance.
Home maintenance. Favorite topic. Today our topic is GFCI outlets.
Yeah, so tell me about that.
They used to call them GFIs. GFCI stands for ground fault circuit interrupter.
Okay.
Basically, it keeps you... You can dry your hair while you're in the bathtub.
You should not do that.
But you could.
No, but you should not do that. You should not do that. The only thing it protects you from what I understand, is blowing a circuit, essentially.
Well, it stops the circuit from like...
Starting a fire in your house.
Or electrocuting.
No, you will get electrocuted.
Okay, so we'll establish that right now. Do not blow dry your hair while you're in the bathtub. So
I am just so horrified.
Everybody knows I'm kidding. So here's how you test yours to make sure they're working. First of all, see if you've got them. And you can be fooled because you can have one GFCI in the whole room or even in the whole house. And the others are connected to it. So here's how you make sure they're working. One of the GFCIs will have in between the two plugs, it will have two buttons. One says test and one says reset. So if you hit the test button, that outlet and any others that are tied to it will stop working. So let's say you have one on one side of the sink in the bathroom and one on the other side of the sink. You can press the test button and then plug the hairdryer into the other one and see if it works. If it doesn't work, then your GFCI outlets are working correctly. They're made to disconnect. So just hit reset to reset them.
Yes. Don't put your hair dryer in the tub with you.
Or your cat.
Sure. But more importantly, let's not electrocute ourselves today.
All right. Okay, let's get down to photography, shall we?
Yeah. We're going to talk to Philip, and he's going to tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, sounds great. All right. Hey, Philip. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, ladies. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Philly. So this is my husband, Philip. He has vidsmart.net. Tell us about your business, Vidsmart.
Well, where do I start? So Vidsmart started about 3 or 4 years ago. I was out of college. I didn't know what to do. And I did photography my entire life. So I was thinking about how can I make that a business? And considering that you, Miranda, was a real estate agent, I saw that as a great opportunity to try doing some real estate photography, because you had a lot of listings and you were able to let me in and practice, and one thing led to another, and I got better and better and better, and that's when I decided that I want to make it an actual business.
And you have done that. Oh my goodness, yeah. Your business has exploded. I used to have you do all of my listings, and now I have to beg to get an appointment with you because you're the go-to luxury photographer from Sarasota and north down to Naples, really. So you've done a great job of growing your business.
Thank you, Miranda.
So what are the elements? What kinds of things encompass real estate photography? So there's interior photographs, exterior photographs. What else?
There is drone shots, there are aerial photography. Also, there is virtual staging, there is virtual tours, there is twilight shots. There are a lot of different things, you know.
You do videos too?
We do videos too, especially on larger homes. You know, we do custom interior videos.
I love the flyover videos, especially if the home's like on a golf course or on the water. The flyover videos are amazing. And you can use those so many places.
Exactly. Yeah. Those are really cool because they show exactly what's around the home, especially if there is something special like lake, golf course, preservation area, and things like that. So aerial shots and video are definitely a way to go when it comes to that.
I know you know what Paige and I always get for our photography package, but let me just ask you, what do you think are the things that every listing, regardless of size, should have or price range?
Well, I definitely think good photography is the most important thing. Now, if you want to go and showcase a lake behind the house, I'm strongly going to suggest that you do aerial photography as well. But photography, and I just don't mean any photography, good photography is definitely the first thing that you want to make sure you have when selling a home.
Hey, we have something we want to talk to you about.
Yes.
Are you planning on buying or selling in Southwest Florida, particularly Sarasota or Manatee counties?
Those are our favorite places.
They sure are. And if you are, don't hesitate to drop us a line. We can definitely help you out. However, if you're planning on buying or selling outside of Sarasota or Manatee counties,
anywhere in the universe,
don't sweat it. We can help you out.
The sun, the moon, anywhere.
We can find an agent that's going to help best fit your needs.
The ones with the best reputation and the most fun. Just contact us on our Facebook page, Florida Home Chat at Facebook.
What would you say is a close second? I think for us, it would be 3D virtual tours.
For sure.
Yeah, for you, definitely. There are some agents that utilize those less than the others. However, I do think it's an incredible tool. So because it's interactive, potential clients can literally walk through the property and see every single detail inside of their home without ever having to come to that property.
And including especially the bad stuff, even the bad stuff, like cracks in the floor. You see it all.
And how does it work? I mean, like, so it's not just like a slideshow of pictures, like they can actually be dropped in to
Exactly. A lot of people call a virtual tour like a simple photo slideshow. And I think that's really funny. But
I think it's funny too.
Yeah. I never understood because they called it a virtual tour. And then when I start talking to them, they're like, yeah, I just want a photo slideshow. And the way that it works is it's interactive. So that means that they can literally go and click through the home and look up and look down and look left and look right and walk from room to room. And I mean, it's, you know, you can't hide anything from
a virtual smells.
Exactly.
When are they going to come up with smell-o-vision, Philip?
I don't know.
We need it for real estate, for sure.
Well, and I'm somebody that's of the belief, too, that if you're a realtor who's not using professional photography or 3D virtual tours, you are doing a complete disservice to your seller because you are leaving money on the table. In Florida, we have buyers buy sight unseen all the time. And that was before this market. And it's even more prevalent now in this market. So if you are not using those tools, you are leaving money on the table.
And doing a huge disservice to your customers. And you know, that's a question that everybody needs to ask their listing agent before they sign the paper, the listing papers. Do you use a professional photographer? Sorry. And which elements do you get? Do you get indoor, outdoor professional photography, aerial photography, 3D virtual tour? And I like to get the videos too.
Yeah.
They're great.
I agree.
You negotiate the price you're going to sell for in your listing agreement and what you're going to pay the realtors, but you don't talk about usually what's going to be involved in selling my home. And unfortunately, a lot of realtors in this market don't have to worry about that right now, because the market is so hot. There's no more market strategization.
But that doesn't mean they're not still doing a disservice. Because we know you get more multiple offers if more people have seen the home. And if they've seen the home on their own computers, it's the same as seeing the home in person in many cases.
Right. So first, why is real estate photography so important? And two, what are you doing to enhance features of the home?
Well, I think photography is very important because, if not the most important, and let me tell you why. It's because when client searches for a property, most of the times, if not always, they are going to come see the property because of the pictures that they've seen online. They can read the description and they can love it, and everything on the paper can look great. But once they see a pictures, they're going to be like, okay, now I want to go see this home. I really like this home. So that's number one, why it's important. Number two, why it's important for realtors is because it makes you as a realtor look professional. It makes you look good. When people search for a realtor and they go online and they look up your name, if they see that all of your listings have professional photography done, they will, I think, automatically put a little bit more trust into going with you instead of somebody else who does not have professional photography.
Well, there's professional photography and then there's professional photography. One of the things that I always complain about is when you see a pool and it looks Olympic size and you get there and it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely one of the things. Sometimes, you know, amateur photographers use certain lenses that are going to distort the shot and going to make it look really, really big when in reality it's not. But I would say a lot of the professional real estate photography companies do not do that anymore. You know, so, but it is very important to know how to differentiate those things when you look at photography.
Yeah. So to follow up on my second question, what are ways that you're enhancing the property when it seems to be lacking? And I'm not saying like making the rooms bigger sizes when they're not.
Or painting the grass green when it's brown.
Exactly. How are you featuring the property on its worst days or on days when it's completely vacant? What can you do as a real estate professional photographer?
Well, first of all, there are a few things that we can do when we get to the home. And that means making sure the blinds are open, making sure that all the possible lights that are in the property are on, because we want as much light as possible. And also there are some things that we can do after the photos are taken. For example, back a few years back, if it was cloudy day, we would reschedule the photography for a different day. Today, technology allows us to literally make the photo look as if it was sunny outside. We can replace the sky and make it blue. We can make it look nice and bright and sunny from the outside. So that's, for example, one of the main techniques that we can use to make a property look great on a cloudy day. Now, would I use it for a $5 million home? No, I wouldn't. I would wait for a sunny day. But technology does allow us to do those things with with amazing results. And the reason why that's not unethical is because we are not changing anything about the home. We are simply making it seem as if it was sunny outside. And if it was sunny outside, it would look just like that picture. So that's one of the, I think those few things are the main things that we use when it comes to enhancing a photo.
Yeah, and realtors use virtual staging as well, right? So if they don't have the ability of storing furniture in their place to stage on their own, or even the budget to hire, or their seller doesn't want to put out the money to hire a stager for the home, you could actually virtual stage the photos.
Exactly. We can go ahead and take a vacant property and put in, there is a huge selection of furniture that we can put in that home, and we can go ahead and put it in that home. And the reason why that's useful is because a lot of the times people just can't visualize how a home would look like with the furniture in it. Some people can, some people can't. So for the people that cannot, it's a great tool to have a general idea of how that home would look like with furniture.
And you're so good at that, because you don't make the furniture float. You make the furniture the right scale for the room. Exactly. We see also horrible virtual staging. Not with you, though.
Yep. No, but let me go back to my previous point about enhancing the photos. What I said about enhancing the photos is only the things that we do, as you said, on a bad day. There's a lot more that goes into editing a property and making it look the best it possible can. However, on a bad day, those are the things that we can do.
And that's awesome. Philly, thank you so much. I know this is like take three, because we seem to be technologically
challenged.
Yes. So
poor Philip, seriously, he did this for us once in person, and then he went out of town. He's on the slopes in Canada at Whistler, right?
Yeah.
And we had to call him up and say we blew that. And now
take three,
because the second one, we forgot to hit the record button.
Yeah. They called me and they were, we forgot. We accidentally deleted the recording. And I was like, no problem. Let's do it on Zoom. And then we do it on Zoom. And then they call me. They're like, oh, we accidentally deleted it.
We forgot to record. All right. Well, you're the best.
Exactly. We forgot to record.
But we had a great time talking to you both times.
I had a great time. We should do it again.
Okay. Thanks so much. Really, thanks so much for joining us today.
Love you, Philly.
I love you, ladies. Have a great day.
Bye.
And thank you, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
It's always great to talk to Philip, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I have to live with him. I can't escape him.
But I don't get to talk to him as often as you do. So, okay, the other thing that we do every week is...
Wait, what do you mean? We live across the street from each other?
I know. Well, I see him a lot, but not as much as you.
Sure.
All right. So the other thing we talk about every week are different events that are taking place around Florida. And that's one of the reasons people love to come to Florida. But it's also a great reason to live here, because if you're here, you can go wherever you're on the state you want to see what's going on. And guess what's coming up this week? It's actually started already.
Tell me all about it. What is it?
It's the Daytona races.
The Daytona 500?
Well, there's bunches of them. They have the Daytona 300, and that's only like $49 to $75 to get into.
Okay, so tell me the difference. This is the 300, 500, these are just distance, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm ignorant about this.
300 miles, 500 miles.
Okay.
But they're also 300, the 300 mile racers have to do with different kind of qualifications than the 500, different kind of cars, I think even. I'm not sure about that, actually.
Okay, well, tell me all about it.
Okay, so they also have like the Blue-Green Vacations Dual. Now, I know, that's like
that?
A long ass name for something that...
What is that?
Okay, so it is... also $49 to $75 to get into, but it's a night event. So it's like racing under the lights, and it's how they captured their position in the race for the Daytona 500.
Okay.
It's the
so
same
it's like
racers.
A pre-qualification race.
Right. It determines where they are in the starting lineup.
Okay.
And it's always fun because it's at night. And another thing that takes place that week is the Next Era Energy Truck Races. The tickets for that are also, I'm really surprised by the ticket prices.
What kind of trucks are they racing? Semi-trucks?
Fast ones. I don't think so. I don't know. But that's also $49 to $75.
That sounds pretty affordable for something that's so popular.
You know what else is affordable? They have, you can ride along. It's only $159.
Oh, no.
And you can ride with an instructor around the track speeds that will set your hair on fire.
Yeah, no, I'm good. But that sounds like something that somebody else would like to do.
So the 20th is when you can catch the Daytona 500 on TV. But and you can get there, too. If you didn't make plans soon enough this year, go ahead and mark your calendars in June or July to get your tickets and your room accommodations, because it'll be fun.
Cool. So, I mean, like, it's a jam-packed week. Super Bowl's today.
Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I mean, no guidance for you on what to do around here, because if you haven't planned something, it's kind of too late. Sorry about it. If you don't have something planned, it sounds like Publix is going to be right up your alley. Home-cooked meal.
Right.
Get some candles.
Right.
Maybe a walk on Siesta Key, but good luck if you haven't planned something yet.
You're in trouble. All right. Well, I think that's all we've got for today.
Awesome.
It's always fun to talk to you guys. Thank you so much for listening.
You guys. Yeah, we're talking to you guys
out
there.
You guys and gals. Today's Galentine's Day.
No. Maybe.
It is.
The 13th is Galentine's Day.
So, you know, you got to be nice to your girls.
Yeah. Happy Galentine's and...
Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's.
Signing off, Miranda.
And Paige.
See you later.
Gator. Well, that's all the time we have for today.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was a good time. So, if there are any topics that you would like us to discuss, please log on to our webpage, florida-homechat.com, or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/floridahomechat, all one word.
And of course, contact us if you need any real estate help anywhere in the universe.
Sun, moon, anywhere. Oh, I almost forgot. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button if you haven't already.
And share the link with a friend.
Or an enemy.
If you think they'd like to have some fun with us too. Don't forget to look for contact information or links in the description on the episode.
By the way, the views and opinions of Paige...
Hey.
Okay, either of us are just opinions. Don't go making plans based on what we tell you to do. Make your own decisions.